If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Yep. Just another day in the good old USA with its ignorance and its ridiculousness and all sorts of other lies coming to play. But you know, it's funny though, when some people sit there and they tell me like how they don't like certain conversations, and then some cases to protect themselves, they go ahead and they utilize the art of non-involvement and apathy. And let me just tell you this, apathy is good to a point. But then there are times where, you know what, you're just hurting yourself. But hey, let's start this off just right. Welcome to the J-Man Show here on
K360 Radio.
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome to the J-Man Show for episode 366, and I am your host, J-Man, of course. And yeah, let's get into it, because boy, do we have a lot to eat on. and I don't think it's a good meal. You know what? To be perfectly honest with you, some of y'all are probably getting tired of all this modern-day MAGA rhetoric, aren't you? I know I am. What was it? It was called the Reconciliations Bill or Act or something like that, or just among other things, the Big Beautiful Bill and all the other stupid stuff. Yeah. You know, all this stuff could have been avoided, right? You know, every bit of this crap could have been avoided, but see, once again, there are people that want this stuff because they think it's going to work out for them. There are people out there that think they're going to get a lot more money from this. And then there are people that are going to make thousands upon thousands of money that you will never see in your life because you're stupid. You know what I mean? Now hold on a minute before you lose your minds, before you get excitable. Let me just say this. It's not all of you that are this way. It's quite a lot of people that are getting nothing but TV time now just for being idiots. Like, you know, any of this stuff dealing with, you know, huge profit margins, and not to mention like not giving a damn about anybody for that matter, and more and more crap that we don't need that's being sold to us on the daily, our insecurities being put on display and being marketed to because, you know, hey, that's healthy. By the way, the social media that you use, whichever one it may be, is being morphed into more and more of the machine that they can use to sell and roam you around as many times as they want to, because hey, you're the product, right? It doesn't matter if you have awareness or if you say, hey, guess what, this doesn't seem to be right. Oh well, no, you don't get to say that no more. You know why I'm saying all that stuff, right? Because I'm telling you all this from the perspective of somebody that doesn't want to be involved. You know, when you look at other countries and when things go wrong, there's some solidarity there. Whichever side it could be, there's some solidarity there. You look over here, it's all about self-interest, who's getting what, who has much money here, who is a have-not, and who is a have, and all this other kind of crap in this country. It's the same old argument, it just has a lot more technological nonsense involved in it, in addition to AI, conspiracy theorists, and modern-day racism. I never thought I would live in a day and age where Dean Cain, yes, Superman himself, from the Lois and Clark Show, is now deciding to become an honorary ICE member because he doesn't agree with the idea of immigration. Right. And because he got mad at James Gunn's whole point of view about Superman being an immigrant. You know, it's funny that you live in this country, whether you like it or not. Immigration has always been the biggest thing for this country because that's what we are. We are a country of immigrants. I don't care what the hell it is because there are people out there that will always talk about, I'm 5% French and 2% Indian. And I am also, actually it's not Indian, it's 2% native as a matter of fact. But I might have a little bit of East Indian in me somewhere. You know what I mean? I am a mixture of all of these great things. But boy howdy, when somebody that might be akin to you is over here, and they probably had the visa and everything, the paperwork checks out. They were over here, but you see, in some weird warp sort of way, you're mad at that because that person had a job that you didn't want to work with, or had some sort of accolades you never got because of certain situations that you're angry about. You're seeing it all over the place. Like just like an old friend of mine who, was with the felon, by the way, and now all this bullshit happening, and he's probably sitting over there cheering and all this other kind of stuff because, hey, you know what? This is what he voted for. But in the funniest way, right, he'll probably look at how it goes into extreme racism and all this stuff, and he'll say, this is not what I intended. Hey, here on the J-Man Show, I would like to go ahead and let you all know the old adage of intentions be damned, okay? Your parents had good intentions, right? But here's the thing, in actual practice, it didn't work for you in some cases, right? You know, there are moments where it's like, you're like, I don't want to go to this school anymore, and they send you to this school, and you're not exactly enjoying the school because the people there are trash, the subject matter's not fun, and you know, you had passions for other things, but your parents didn't want to hear you. You understand what I'm saying? And I know a lot of y'all are still affected by that thing, even as adults, because there's quite a lot of things where we're all having a grudge against somebody that might not even be living anymore, or we have a problem with someone that, you know, upon issues is what I'm really saying. But as I speak to you on this kind of stuff, intentions be damned. It is happening. Abductions, that alligator Alcatraz, the Instagram map that somehow exists because I need to see exactly what the hell any of my friends on the internet are doing in real time and all this other stuff. I don't need to see that. I don't need to see what certain people I know are doing. I'm busy doing my own damn thing. You don't even need to see what the hell I'm doing. But to these people out here, and to, yes, that includes Elon Musk too. He's not running around doing damage because damage is already done. You see what I'm saying? That whole Doge and everything, which, by the way, is still stupid, and all of the horrendous things that went on, and the Supreme Court gave them additional powers to do basically whatever they want to do outside of even the Federal Bureau and the Central Intelligence Agency. That's really messed up. And it gets worse every time. But I could go all day about how the country sold itself out based off of stupid rhetoric, or I could go ahead and talk about the number one thing that really gave them the ammo to do this stuff. Let's do that, shall we? And you can tell, like, a lot of stuff is tone deaf, and a lot of people will probably get mad at me about this, or they'll probably play like, oh, I didn't believe a word he said, I wasn't even listening. Let me tell you this, if you hear this episode and you're mad at the end, you know what? I gotcha! And I don't mean it in a joking sort of way either. It goes like this, guys. A long time ago, all this stuff could have been avoided. All this stuff could have been, you know, the American people could have really showed where they stood by actually standing against this kind of stuff. See, the thing about racism is, when you see it for what it is, you really don't need a definition because you've seen it, you've experienced it, you know what the hell goes down. And then there's the other kind of racism where you have seen it, you have experienced it, but we're going to market it another way. And at the end of the day, we're going to market to a way to make it legal, just like with AI theft and everything else. Because we all know that you're in a very precarious situation right now, and you don't know which way to turn to. And at the end of the day, we got our authority figures that are not reasonable or respectful anymore. We got people in places for those jobs and stuff. You don't have nowhere to go to anymore. So with all this stuff being as outlaw and outlandish as it can be, and as wicked as it is, it can be woven any way you want to. And we're going to gaslight you, the people, all the time about it, because you might see it's racism. We know it's racism, and it might be a racism, but guess what? It's not going to be classified as racism. Oh, no, no, no. Just like redistricting Texas is not considered gerrymandering or any sort of ways that we can get IDs on you all, even though we have polling cards for you. But we're going to ID you because we want to control the way you speak and vote. Isn't that some scary stuff? But you know, here's the thing, though. I always say this. If you are really good at your job, whether you be Democrat, whether you be Republican, whether you be registered independent, whatever, if you are really good at your job, the people will be behind you without all of this extra insurance to make sure that you win or something. You know what I'm saying? It's just like all the stuff that Trump's trying to do, because Trump's not trying to be no president for nobody. This man is in office thinking we all owe him something. I don't owe him a damn thing, do you? Like, think about it. What? For gutting the Department of Education? For messing with certain departments that people need in order to survive in this world? For messing with all sorts of other things that should not be messed with? I mean, he could have been a great president. He really could have been. Even with all that mind-numbing nonsense out of it, if he did right by the people and stuff, and if he remembered to put rules in play to actually help out the people, wouldn't have no problem. None of us would say anything bad about the man. But you know what, though? Since he ain't about that life, well, shit, I ain't about that life either. And the funny part about all this kind of stuff is the ones who are really the subject of this episode that practice non-involvement. The ones that stayed home. The ones that were so proud of themselves that they were like, just let it happen. Don't worry about anything. Oh, yeah, don't get involved at all. You know what I mean? Like ain't nothing going to happen to us, any of this kind of stuff. You know, oh, they don't care about us anyway. I mean, why should I be all this other kind of stuff, you know? See, here's the thing about that. You know how, like, when Trump won, we're all, like, look at it like we're all in a car. The car is called America. Trump is leading it along with some of the other people around him in his cabinet and stuff. They're in the major part of the car. We're in the passenger seat, regardless of what side of the fence you fall on. But the ones who did not vote, they're in the car too. But guess what? They're in the back. They're in the back with the child locks on. Because they didn't get involved. They didn't use their voice. They didn't go out to vote. They stayed home, or they played the game of apathy, because why should I care about something that don't care about me? Me. I mean, after all, why they don't care about me? Look, damn it. Here's the thing. The point is this. You're a part of this country. You being stifled just gives them more ammo to do whatever they want to do. You can sit there and, you know, say, I didn't even vote, and then run around and dance around and stuff like that. And you see, there's the part where I'm like, hey, don't dance around without putting this shirt on. And the shirt says, I'm a friggin' moron. I come from Idiots RS. You see what I'm saying? Little things like that. Because here's the thing. You can be proud all you want to. I got a friend who does that. I didn't even vote at all. So don't tell me a damn thing about this country or the economy or anything. As a matter of fact, you should definitely shut up. Because you gave your voice out a long time ago. Where there are people who have sold out because they don't want to displease Trump. They don't want to do all this other kind of stuff. Whatever the case may be. And you got people out here that are all for this. Even though at the end of the day, they're just going to be bootlicking. That's all they're going to be doing. They ain't going to be raised up into a special job or anything else like that. Black MAGA found that out the hard way. Yep, see you in the fields, bitches. That's what I got to say to them. But when it comes right down to this, you can feel like, you can feel this way, all right? Here's the thing about non-involvement. Non-involvement leads to an erosion of dick, let's just say this. It leads to an erosion of diplomatic and democratic processes. You know what I mean? Because if you don't come out to vote and you don't come out to speak about things, you know what I mean? It could lead to unequal representation and policies that favor certain groups over others. So that means, guess what? You're not in that group that is being favored when you don't speak. And then guess what? You can feel empowered, but guess what? Not as empowered as the person that is in that political seat or in that leadership position. They feel really good because they ain't got to worry about you. You know what I'm saying? They do not have to worry about you at all. If you don't speak up and show up and come vote and do what you need to do for your civic duty, they are very comfortable about it. They'll be like, oh, well, you know, I ain't got to worry about him. He's easy. Yeah, that's right. You know, and the thing about it is, you got to be active. You want to be active about things. See, if I didn't get involved with a lot of things, guys, I mean, then that would make all those people that try to sales pitch me about, you know, getting the big views on YouTube or getting all this other stuff, that would make any salesman or any person out here feel empowered without me looking at them and say, hey, how about you shut the hell up and I'll do it the way I want to do it, because my way actually works and is more fulfilling. Your way is more mechanized and autocratic, and it sucks. Especially if people find out that it violates terms of services, and then all of a sudden, well, hey, guess what? We lost the channel and everything, but this idiot gets to go away scot-free with the bag I gave him because I believed in all of that swamp talk about growing my views. See what I'm saying? That's why you got to be an active participant. That's why you got to be aware of everything around you and really pay attention to what people tell you. Because if not, you're going to get suckered into things. And they love that from non-involvement. They love people to be non-involved, to be inactive. Oh my God, to the point where you look like the damn people in that WALL-E movie back in the day. Oh, and which, by the way, with AI and every damn thing else going on, we are slowly but surely becoming those people. All we got to do is sit in our little Segway seats and go ahead and watch the monitors and screens around us and everything and try to feel like, can it get better than this? Yes, it can if you get active. See, the thing about it is, you got to be able to speak. You got to be able to know what's going on. You got to be able to say, like, look, we can do something different about this. But they also say that apathy is a symptom of, you know, psychological issues like depression, trauma, and burnout. So I understand that. If you are going through any of those things, I hope that you are getting the help that you need, because they are doing whatever they can to block you from it. They are doing whatever they can to ruin that access to care. Which, at the same time, if you are going and getting some sort of mental health care and everything, because mental health care is health care, then you know they ain't about that life, because they are not about healthcare, period. All this stuff that's going on right now is just a sign of what happens when you're not active in your situation. And you see, the thing about it is, they also say that, let's see, what else does apathy do? What else does inactivity do? Guess what? You won't intervene in things, right? When you don't intervene in bullying, harassment, or discrimination, it creates an environment where this stuff is normalized. So if you think about it, like, remember what I said earlier about a lot of our insecurities and stuff being on display and all this kind of stuff? Or like how many people actually are afraid to make the move to meet women, and women are afraid to make the move to meet men because of what somebody else says and everything? Among, like, you know, people like Bonnie Blue and what was her name? Phillips, that girl that did 100 people in one night. Which, by the way, is really, really nasty when you think about it. But I already made an episode about that. But the idea is, there's a reason why that's normalized. Because a lot of people are not saying no to this stuff. There's a reason why that person that's on OnlyFans is making a lot more money than you are, in addition to other things, because you are not standing up for your principle and saying no to this stuff and be like, I don't want to be involved with none of it. And you see, in some cases, actions speak louder than words. So, like, when somebody tries to say, hey, this is the way we could have real intimate talks, well, forget you. Bye. That's all you gotta be like. Gotta keep it moving somehow, you know what I'm saying? Because when you really think about it, if you're paying into OnlyFans and all that kind of stuff, you're probably getting a little cheap fun out of it. You're probably like, oh, wow, yeah, she's stripping down. And you might think it's for you, but it's not. It's for everybody on that page. And you know, she might give you something if you give her a tip. But again, I remember when all them people were leaving all them credible jobs and everything because they weren't making enough money, which is really the argument. People want livable wages. You know, they don't want like, and that requires involvement too. That requires everybody in that plant to stand together to let these rich jerks know, you can't screw us over and you can't exploit us anymore. That's what it really all is. They want livable wages. They want to be able to function in this world. And you know the best way to do about that? You gotta be active. Non-involvement or any of that stuff is just not gonna help you. Like I said, you know, if you... It's kind of like this. If you say...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, well, Jay, that's okay. Yeah, you can do whatever you want to do. And if I wasn't as responsible as I was, what do you think is going to happen if you gave me access to your house and all that kind of stuff? I would tear that stuff up and blow it to smithereens. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I got to be careful what I say, though. But the truth is, it would not look like your house no more. It wouldn't look like anybody's house. But you gave me free rein to do it, and I know you're not going to stand up for yourself against me about it. So I feel really, really good about that. See, that's the evils of non-involvement. See, non-involvement makes you think, like, whatever happens, it's not going to happen to you. It's not going to affect you one way or another. Well, here's the thing. In this country, like any other country, where fair trade and, well, let's just say, let's cross that out, where trade exists between it and other countries and all, yeah, buddy, your economy is connected something tenfold. And see, the ones that don't understand this stuff are the brain-dead people that follow Donald Trump all the time. The ones that wear the hats proudly and announce stupidly and act like they read the Bible even though they haven't even gotten through Genesis. Hell, matter of fact, they haven't gotten through the first part where it says acknowledgement of where you bought it from the parish. Same thing with the Constitution. Some people just want to start stuff with people because it's a control aspect. But one of the best ways to take control against people that try to bully with control is to get involved, get active, read your manuals, know exactly what's going on, and hit them with the right things. Checks and balances, you know? Of course, nowadays it's gotten so bad that even prestigious law firms are now denying cases, you know, against, like, stuff that goes on that really affects, like, pro bono and bono and stuff. They're really not trying to take those cases on because of things that are going on in the Trump situation. It's really ridiculous out here. And I know a lot of y'all are like, well, Jay, I feel like I can't do anything. I feel like I'm not making a difference one way or another. Well, see, here's the thing. What makes you think that actual non-involvement is going to help you ease that feeling? Trust me, it's not going to help you at all. It's going to make things worse for you. Because there were moments where you could have stepped in. You could have done something differently. You could have been like, hey, that's enough or whatever, but guess what? You didn't. And as you didn't, the process has to continue on. You forever held your peace. You know what I'm saying? And the truth is that, like, one way or another, the way we go about things, the way, like, some people have overused protesting to the point where protesting isn't really effective anymore, or the way, like, some people have made a joke out of everything when some things, you know, were really not funny because they weren't resolved like anything. That is an issue. That is a real issue. And some of y'all feel safe when you don't do that stuff. Some of y'all feel like, you know, you're already, you know, like, you feel like at the end of the day it doesn't matter, but you apparently do. And in certain circumstances, you do. Now, do you matter to the point where Trump can call you on speed dial and say, hey, why did you do what you do? I didn't want that to happen. Because, you know what I mean? No, you're not that important, but you are important to keep these people in power one way or another. There's a lot of things that could lead to those kind of feelings, and I think I know what it is. The institutions where you grew up, the institutions where you function, the friendships you may have had, the false friendships that took you forever to get rid of, and all this other kind of stuff. I know that those situations exist, because I went through them too. Oh, I went through a lot of stuff when I was a kid. But you know what? I found my voice, and I started going after everybody that gave me problems, including a certain someone who I'm not going to mention on this episode because I mentioned her too much on this episode, these shows. And real J-Man fans know this, so, you know. But the point is that you have to do those things sometimes. You have to speak up for yourself. Much in the way you speak up for yourself is about the same energy that you need to get involved in what's going on in your communities, what's going on regarding certain things. Like, if you don't want to use Tinder and stuff like that, then don't use Tinder. Just flat out say, forget it, I'm not using it. Or if you don't want to spend money on Xbox Live or anything, say this, forget Xbox. I'm not spending no money on this stuff. I mean, it puts a crimp in things when you want to do Halo Nights again, but, you know? Like, I'll speak from my perspective about things. You know, I went all in for public media. And yes, the CPB is closing, but PBS and NPR are not closing. You can keep those alive by actually donating to them, you know? I remember, like, the false, you know, and it's also funny, too. People love to be not involved, but they love to spread rumors. Like, people were saying that PBS and NPR are closed. They're gone. What are we going to do? And I came up and I said, if you don't stop lying to people, NPR and PBS are still around. It's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which was a net center of all of that for the federal government to keep an eye on them and everything, along with the federal funding that helps keep them powered, that's gone. Okay? But as for PBS and as for NPR, it is up to us, the people, to get involved to keep those networks alive. And I know a lot of y'all out there in rural areas depend on NPR and PBS, whether you agree with them or not. And here's the thing about the news, right? I look at the news all the time, I see how the news is, and I don't like it at all. Even as I get further in my media career, I gotta always say this. This is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And you notice that every news outlet is owned by a conglomerate. And as you look at those said conglomerates, if they weren't doing such shady, terrible things, they would have nothing to hide, and the people reporting on them would have nothing to really get at them about. You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like how MSNBC is technically owned by Universal, but Universal is owned by Comcast, so it's all a Comcast company. And you see, like, Comcast did not want us to have net neutrality, so MSNBC had a hard time reporting on the ideas of net neutrality, but they managed to do so, and they did it in a smart way. Now, the whole thing with Stephen Colbert and how he reported about the Skydance deal with Paramount, you know, maybe it could have been done in a better way, or maybe it could have been done in a way that, again, should not have garnered so much attention with a public firing and everything else, or the White House being so involved in soft news. Why is the White House involved in soft news? I've wondered that. See, the thing about it is, this is bullying, because once again, the guy who's in charge of the whole damn thing is, he's half-baked. He doesn't know what he's doing half the time. But I don't mean he's half-baked, kind of like, you know, your friend that got high off the weed and, you know, he's like in a giddy sort of way, or he's a lot more calmer and stuff like that. No, this is that other kind of stuff. This is like that freebasing on like heavy-hitting drugs, and he's losing his mind. Everybody's against him and he's paranoid and all that kind of stuff. Because there is no reason for the White House to get involved with anything dealing with Sidney Sweeney and American Eagle. Like, who cares? You know? Her jeans and all this kind of stuff. And just, you know what? To be honest with you, it doesn't surprise me that people are pushing ads like this. Much in the same way, it doesn't surprise me that Amazon does not want to be involved in Black Lives Matter. It just goes to show what it is. You know? And for one thing is, you wonder, when is things going to get better? Things are going to get better when we all quit running to holes and hiding. Things will get better if we all stood together and really said, you know what? There's more of us than them, and we can go ahead and do so many things to wreck them in so many ways. Those record-making profits? No more. Hey, Jeff Bezos getting a third yacht? Not on my watch. Things like that. There are many ways to do these things. But you see, some of y'all are connected to Amazon. Some of y'all live in the areas that are connected to Target and stuff like that. So it's all about, where can I go at? What can I do? And, you know, I usually say that's up for you to decide and how you go about things. I mean, Heck, my whole area is connected to Walmart. I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard, but you got to do something. You see what I'm saying? And just like anything, these people would love to keep you in debt. So work on getting out of debt if you can. You know what I'm saying? I can only imagine what the student loans are going to look like, but I'm going to tell you this, though. I'm not worried about my student loans entirely. I'm going to do what I got to do. But when it comes to a lot of y'all out here that have certain things, personal loans, private loans, whatever they could be, really pay attention to them. Really try to get a plan together, folks, because this is where, like, non-involvement is not beautiful no more. You'll think, like, oh, I ain't got to worry about that. That's not going to affect me. Sure, it will. Slowly. And I hate to tell you guys that, though, because I know a lot of y'all are already stressed out. A lot of y'all are already tired. But, see, the lesson isn't done with us yet because this idiot's back in office again. And not to mention, he's got more abrasive people in the cabinet this time. It's Incompetence Inc. upgraded. And it's not a beautiful thing. So, like, the next time when it comes time to vote and stuff like that, maybe then we all would get active. Maybe then we would all do something about it. Unless you like this sort of stuff. Because, hey, dare I say it, we all have our own versions of kinks, don't we? It makes you wonder sometime. I mean, at the end of the day, I hate to tell you guys that kind of stuff. But, you know, why would you want to be a bystander when you could be somebody that stands strong and actually could do something about it? But then again, they say this, though. Bystander inaction is fueled by a diffusion of responsibility and social influence, and it can perpetuate injustice and harm. You know, like hanging out with your cool friends. Oh, you finally got in the cool group now, so you're not going to speak out against them and say, hey, this is really, really stupid. I'm not about this life. I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying? That takes a lot of strength to do, but you see, that just goes to show the difference between strength and weakness, right? Like, you know, at the end of the day, there are a lot of people around here that should not be as influential. But they are because they got all those people around them and all those people are treated like stuff every day. Yeah, I'm trying to work on my cussing on that. But you're seeing it all the time, guys. You know what I'm saying? This stuff is high school. For those of you that graduated and thought you were never going to see this again, or those of you that said F high school and got up out of there, well, welcome back to it, guys. Only this time, they're... So, like I say, it's like a big game to them. And you got to be able to look at them and say, I'm not dealing with this crap. Not right now. You know what I mean? You got to be tactful about it. Among other things. Oh, yeah, and by the way, let's not forget about anonymity and all that kind of stuff, which is why certain people, you know, keep doing what they're doing. It's really ridiculous. If you think about it, a lot of us want to not get involved in this stuff. And I'm going to go ahead and take the time. I'm going to take the time to tell you how non-involvement can be a good thing. Non-involvement can be good because we all need to unplug. Non-involvement can be good because you don't have to get involved in every single conflict. Not everything's a crisis, okay? But when it gets to a point where the public library is looking for help, that is a serious thing. Or when it gets to the point where, like, you know, public broadcasting needs your help, and the post office, well, they always need help, but they need your help. All of these things that belong to the people need help, and it's up to we the people to maintain them, because those are our institutions. Now, private institutions, that's all what rich people do. And you see, like, a lot of these rich people, now, there are good rich people out here, but you know what? They don't know how to get active themselves, probably. But the ones that are over here trying to make a mint off of making things harder for us, they always get television time. They always show up every time, flexing, letting you know that you probably will never get to this limelight. Unless you play sports or whatever, which at the same time, not true, but you know, you wouldn't want to be like them anyway, because the only reason why they're going through all this kind of damage control on their behalf is because time's running out on them and their oil-bearing ways. You get what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you this, though. See, like, I could go ahead and practice non-involvement, but I own a brand. I could practice non-involvement, but people already want to work with me and know who I am and stuff. I could go ahead and practice non-involvement, but it's going to be a detriment. It's not going to be any real growth for me. So I get involved, and plus I like doing what I do, and I like working with the community around me, and I like working with people in general who are tired of this stuff as well. That is something to be empowered about, and the truth is, I feel really good doing it. And a lot of you out there, I'm sure a lot of y'all would feel really good doing it. But you need to know your gateway in and stuff. And at the end of the day, you're defying them in another way, because you could stay down and out, or you could actually get active slowly but surely, know what's going on, know how to recite, know how to speak and stuff. But if you're one of them people walking around talking about, I was an undecided voter and I didn't vote and all that kind of stuff, well, there's a special place in hell for you. But like I said, this, it's not going to be when you go, because you ain't got to die to go to hell if you're already there. Let's just be perfectly honest. But once you see like how things turned out, or you see like how certain plans that you had fell through and all that kind of stuff, or you see like how misfortune comes all over the place, and I'm not wishing that on you. I'm just saying what happens when you don't take action, when you're not proactive. You're just waiting for your number to come up, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, a lot of negative stuff happens because you're not being involved. You have a hard time functioning as an individual. You'll have a hard time with relationships. You'll have a hard time dealing with the broader society. You know, you'll have a hard time with a lot of things. Like I said before, when there are things that are going on in J360 Productions, I would consult the J360 Legion, which is what you guys are. And you know, when you're on the Ko-fi page, that shows that you care. And then not to mention, when you donate, that shows that you care. And when you actually sign up for the J360 Legion membership, which is $5 a month, I know you're serious. And then like when those of you speak out to me like in between shows, or when I have the call-ins happen and all, that's you using your voice. That's you being active and involved. And if I disagree with you, it shouldn't hurt you. Which, one thing or another, we need to kill that, okay? When somebody disagrees with you, it shouldn't hurt you one way or another. That's them disagreeing. Now, if somebody's bickering and having a hard time and falling apart at the seams and always upset about something, can't save everybody. At that point, that person has a problem and you don't really need to engage them anymore. There are ways and reasons to do this. But let me talk to some of my non-involved voters. Let me talk to some of those people out there who really didn't go for these things. Okay? You know something? You probably would have been better off if you went up in there and wrote in somebody's name. You could have done that. At least that was your voice. Instead of you having to sit there and wait 4 years or so. And I say or so because they're trying to mess with the voting rights around here again. You know? You could have been better off with that. Oh, I got better things to do. Oh yeah, well guess what? When them better things are not accessible anymore, you might as well have been there. And it really lets you know that there is no beauty in non-involvement. That's when you think small. That's when you think short-term. Short-term, yeah, but long-term ramifications. And that might be the theme for the rest of this season. The long-term ramifications. So, that's all I got to say for you guys tonight. Tonight was also going to be me testing out a certain thing for you all, but that's going to have to wait until Saturday. Because I really wanted to try some new things for Saturday, so you guys have to stay tuned for that. And if you have the access to the Ko-fi page, which is ko-fi.com/J360Productions, you'll already know where to go. And by the way, that's ko-fi.com/J360Productions. I gotta let you guys know these things. But I gotta get on out of here though. So you all take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.